To continue, remember last week, to be continued, to continue. Sorry, it's supposed to be a joke. We are continuing from last week. Remember last week we were talking about love. We talked a little bit about forgiveness. Today's readings clearly speak of forgiveness and the importance of forgiving. And so that's what I want to consider this morning. But first let me say, I think there is a very clear link between love and forgiveness. If you love someone, one of the ways you show that is by forgiving them. And you forgive out of love. And I would suggest you cannot truly love someone unless you are willing to forgive. It's also worth noting, I think, that to truly love and to be truly forgiving are both extremely difficult and perhaps take a lifetime to truly master. Now, last week, Jesus was talking about how we resolve conflict in the church. Remember, he gave a little procedure. Give people three chances. And then I was suggesting at the end of that, he was saying, and then still love them and forgive them. That's what Peter is reacting to at the beginning of our passage in Matthew's gospel this morning. Peter comes to Jesus and says, you've been talking about forgiving and loving. How many times should I forgive someone? It's a good question. How many times should we forgive? And I think Peter thinks he's being very generous when he says, should we forgive them seven whole times? If someone does something against me every day, should I forgive them for the whole week? Seven whole times? Now, I don't know. I suspect Peter is hoping Jesus will say, oh, Peter, you are willing to forgive someone seven whole times? You are such a wonderful person. You really understand everything I've been saying. You are a great guy, Peter. Seven times you're willing to forgive? Of course, Jesus doesn't. Jesus instead says, well, it's a nice start, seven times. But I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. And some translators think Jesus is even saying seven times 77 times is how often you should forgive. What Jesus is really saying is it's not about a number. It's not a checklist. All right, that was your seventh time. Now I'm not forgiving you anymore. What Jesus is saying is you forgive someone forever. There is no checklist. He's saying, along the lines, I think, of the great Martin Luther King quote on the front of your bulletin, which says, forgiveness is not an occasional act, it is a constant activity. It's a mindset, it's a way of life to be forgiving. Part of being truly forgiving is not keeping track of how often you forgive. Now, this is tough to forgive, truly, again and again and again. And it may lead to the question, why are we supposed to forgive? Which is why Jesus tells this parable that Rose just read for us about a king whose servant owes him an unpayable debt, 10,000 bags of gold. There's no way the servant can pay off that debt to the king. But the king has compassion on the servant and says, I will forgive the whole debt. And then that servant goes out and meets a fellow servant who owes him a pittance and refuses to be merciful and says, I'm going to make you pay. And of course, the end result is the king gets a little upset at that first servant, and Jesus ends by giving us a pretty clear warning. Learn to forgive. Why? Because God has already forgiven you. God has already forgiven each one of us an unpayable debt. And God continues to forgive us. I do, as just a little side note, I find it interesting that both Paul last week and Jesus today speak of love and forgiveness as debts, things we owe each other. I think that's fascinating. That's why we are to forgive, because God has already forgiven us and continues to forgive us. And why shouldn't we then forgive each other? That doesn't make it any easier, but there's our motivation, to forgive. And we say it every week in the Lord's Prayer as well. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us in the same way that we forgive others. It's both a hope and a challenge. We are to be forgiving. Now, what is forgiveness, though? And what isn't forgiveness? Forgiveness is a personal act. It's extremely personal to forgive someone. It's a gift. It is not condoning what the person has done. It's not saying there will be no consequences for what you have done. What forgiveness is saying, I am willing to let go, to release you in my heart from what you may have done to me. Out of love, forgive from your heart, Jesus says. That's what forgiveness is. It's saying, I won't hold it against you. There may still be consequences. You're responsible for what you did, and I don't condone what you did, but I let it go. Remember, Jesus last week said, what you let go of on earth will be let go of in heaven. What you hold on to on earth will be held on to in heaven. Part of forgiveness, the really hard part, is letting go. And we forgive for our benefit, not for the other person's benefit. How many of you, if I ask you, think of a situation or a person that you are holding on to in which you have been unable to forgive? Am I the only person in the room who could probably start coming up with a list? But as I'll mention Warner, since he's not here to defend himself. Warner has a great story about a situation. I don't remember all the details. I'm sure he'd be glad to fill you in on the details. Situation he had with a company, Monsanto, if I remember, where he went bankrupt and he was so angry. And he said, for years I held on to this anger. I would not forgive them. And he said, one night I realized no one at Monsanto even knows who I am. I'm the one holding on to this. It's keeping me up at night, but it's not hurting Monsanto at all. They don't even know I exist. So it is often with forgiveness. The other person may not even know that you haven't forgiven them or care. But it's hurting you to not forgive, to let go. I'm also reminded, I was back in my hometown earlier this summer and ran into a guy a few years older than me who used to be kind of the bully of our neighborhood. And there wasn't a lot of physical beating, but he would like ambush the little kids with snowball fights or, you know, push us down in the mud, that kind of thing. And I saw him, you know, and I was sort of reminding him of this. And he said, oh, he said, no, I never did that. And I said, wait, let me go get some witnesses to remind you. It was fine. Yeah, I'd forgiven him long ago, but it was funny to me. He had no memory of it. No, I never behaved that way, he said. Oftentimes, the things we're holding on to, the other person is forgotten about, doesn't even remember. It's to our benefit to forgive. Which leads to the last question I want to consider, and it's the question that Paul sort of asks in the Romans passage. Paul's talking about judging others. And he asks the question, why do we judge? Why do you judge someone else? Why do you judge a brother or sister? Why do you look down upon them? I want to consider a similar question. Why don't we forgive? What is it that prevents us from forgiving? And I think the answers are across the board. There's all sorts of answers to this. Fear, perhaps. What's going to happen if I forgive? There's some power and control issues. There's revenge. I'm never forgiving. I'm going to hold this over your head forever. And some of it goes back to, I think, a misunderstanding. Again, we think, if I forgive, does that mean I'm condoning what this person has done? There's all sorts of reasons that we don't forgive. And then there's Jesus saying, forgive. 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 Everyone. All the time. No checklist. No limit. Why don't we forgive? So I have some spiritual homework for you this week, if you choose to accept it. That list of people you were thinking of a few minutes ago that you've been unable to forgive, pick one person that you have been unable to forgive. And this week, work on forgiving them. Pray for them. Pray for God to give you help forgiving them. You might even contact them. You don't have to, because again, the forgiveness is about your heart. But this week, work on forgiving one person. It may take more than a week, but that's okay. I can promise you this. I can't promise at the end of the week you will have forgiven this person. I can't even promise that you'll feel any better about this person. But I think I can promise this. If you work on forgiving for a whole week, at the end of the week, you will find yourself a little closer to God. And that's the point, isn't it? Good luck. Amen.